Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, what appears to be a well-handled breach. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Tausite, Nuance, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Today, I'm going to cover a story from yesterday on a breach that revealed 1.3 million records at Broward Health. Now, for the most part, we never really know the whole story about a breach. We only know what is revealed to us. So that is what we are going to talk about. This comes from Healthcare IT News. The title of the story is Hackers Breach Info of 1.3 million in Florida Health System Incident. Now, it's easy to say this is the first incident of the year, but actually this happened in October, and most of the incidents that we're going to read about in the first quarter of this year are going to be incidents that happened towards the end of last year. Here's what happened. So Florida-based Broward Health announced this weekend that a data incident in October had affected the personal information of more than 1.3 million patients and staff members. According to a notice posted on the health system's website, an intruder accessed its network through the office of a third-party medical service provider. And that's one of the areas that I am most concerned about. It is the business associates that and the business associates agreements and the level of security that we have and, you know, oversight we have in those areas. No matter how robust, and this is a quote from a security strategist from Exabeam, no matter how robust your security stack is, your organization can still be vulnerable to intrusion stemming from compromised credentials, especially those that belong to third-party vendors and partners, noted Steve Moore, who is a chief security strategist at Exabeam. And he's absolutely right. And the thing that concerns me about the business associates is we do a fairly good job internally. You know, we've done multi-form authentication and password resets and those kind of things that we need to do internally. And then sometimes we overlook the business associates in making sure that they hold true to the practices that are required. And quite frankly, if we don't do that, we are leaving ourselves vulnerable because if they have credentials to get into our system, they can access the data. So the details of the attack, including any suspected perpetrator identities, were not made public. However, Broward did say that the intruders had access to the system from October 15th to the 19th. Upon discovery, said the health system, it promptly contained the incident, notified the FBI and the Department of Justice, required a password reset for all employees, and engaged an independent cybersecurity firm to conduct an investigation. Broward Health also engaged experienced data review specialists to conduct an extensive analysis of the data to determine what was impacted, which determined some patients and employees' personal information may have been impacted, it continued. According to Broward, the DOJ requested a delay notifying the public of the incident so as not as to reduce the potential compromise of the investigation. The attackers removed personal medical information from Broward systems, including name, date of birth, address, phone number, all the things essentially you need to compromise somebody's identity, like social security number, insurance information, a driver's license number, email address, so forth. While Broward had no indication that the personal information has been used to commit fraud, we recommend that you consider steps to protect yourself from medical identity theft, said the health system. Broward Health said it is taking steps to prevent similar incidents. I would hope so. Giving network access to third parties only increases risk, said Moore. Again, this is the Exabeam security expert. As a result, even the best organizations must manage this problem perfectly to avoid adverse outcomes, as well as to ensure that partners are up to the same security standards. And perfect is difficult. And perfect is difficult. Well, that's an interesting statement, an odd statement to read, but interesting statement. Perfect is difficult. Perfect's almost impossible, but I think that's going to get to my so what on this. Let's see, let's go on. Proper training, feedback loops, visibility, and effective technical capabilities are the keys to managing the risk, compromise insiders and external adversaries to protect important health information, he said. The incident is the latest in a long series of cyber attacks last year, and they go on to talk about some of the incidents from the end of the year. In 2021 alone, healthcare organizations reported breaches compromising more than 40 million total patient records, and experts say cyber criminals likely aren't going anywhere. Boy, there's a insightful comment. Cyber criminals aren't going anywhere. And then they go on the record, organizations must take a data-centric approach to security in order to up-level overall risk posture, said Adir Groos, Vice President of Technical Solutions at Laminar. The biggest challenge impeding data security teams today is that more and more organizations move towards the cloud. They have lost track of more sensitive data and where that data resides. You simply cannot protect what you don't know about, Press said. I'm not sure that's the biggest problem. Let me get to my so what on this. My so what on this is I agree that a data-centric approach is really important. You know, if it truly was 4 days when we identified the breach, that's actually pretty good in our world. It's not good enough, but it is pretty good. This is an area we have to bolster: intrusion detection and data exfiltration. A data-centric approach to cybersecurity and privacy is the best approach. Technology exists today that can be scanning the movement of data around your network and access patterns by certain credentials at all times, in real time. Since this scanning is real time, we can identify anomalies quickly and act accordingly. This is only one aspect of a comprehensive plan for sure, but I look forward to reading about incidents that, you know, we identified in under an hour and only lead to 100 records being lost. And that's where we need to get to. And, you know, quite frankly, those kinds of systems exist across the cloud as well. And so I don't think we just throw the cloud out there as, oh, it's not secure. The cloud is secure, can be secured if we keep tabs on where we are moving data, where our important data is, and put the right policies, procedures, and technologies around that data at all times. And we do have to wrap our data in real-time monitoring at all times. That's all for today. If you know of someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts: Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders: Gordian Dynamics, Quill Health, Taucite, Nuance, and Current Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.